Welcome to the Java.net Community Corner podcast series for Java 1 2007. In this series of podcasts, we bring you the activity of the Community Corner, located at booth 408 on the Java 1 Pavilion floor, including mini talks about projects hosted on Java.net and other community activities.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Trey Drake, and this is Don Bowen. And I am the community leader for OpenDS, the directory server that you're going to learn about today. And Don, can you introduce yourself?
Sure, my name is Don Bowman.
There you go.
Good. There we go.
My name is Don Bowen. I am the Director of Identity Integration in the Identity Products Group at Sun and one of the founders of OpenDS.
Okay, so today's talk, 20 minutes, is what is OpenDS, an introduction to OpenDS, why you should care, what you can do with it, and how to get started. All right, so first off, what is OpenDS? It's a next-generation directory service, and we're going to explain what that means in just a moment. It's a community effort, bootstrapped by Sun, meaning it is open source, as the bullet says right here. Bootstrapped by Sun, meaning most of the engineering is done by Sun, but we're also getting contributions and commitments from external folks as well.
And how many of those guys we have?
We have 145 members, members being users, committers, contributors. We have 22 committers, not all of which are Sun, and 12 contributors to OpenDS as of yesterday.
How many outside of Sun?
A few.
Okay.
Key for you guys here at Java 1, it's 100% Java. There's the website, www.opendS.org, so you can find the source and documentation there. And it is covered by the CDDL license. All right, so what do we mean by next generation? So, services built on a common stack. So, directory services is more about more than LDAP v3. It is about this right here. LDAP, which is directory, synchronization, what we call virtual, and proxy. And we're going to go into some detail on that.
Good. Yeah.
No, anything else you want to add on that, Don?
No, those are key. I think, when we talk about a service, it's not just about LDAP. It's about managing multiple LDAP servers, the virtual interchanges, the proxy interchanges to make sure that we can fail over, fail back, that we can hide data, et cetera. So it's the whole thing makes up the directory service. So the DS of OpenDS stands for directory service, not directory server.
Exactly. Okay, so what else does next generation mean? Modular and extensible. So in the past, in most directory servers, about the only thing you can customize, or do, is add your own plugin. Right. So with OpenDS, you can swap out connection protocol handlers, you can put your own logger in, your own monitoring infrastructure, what have you.
So we can put a logger in to say, if it's Trey Drake and he's doing anything, put that right over here on the side. I want to watch everything that guy's doing.
Exactly.
Okay.
Or Don Bowen. It's fast, okay, and we can talk more about that. Deployment versatility, this is a key one. So again, in the past, it's all about next generation. In the past, the directory server has been standalone for the most part. Runs in a separate process. You connect to it over protocol. With OpenDS, you can actually embed the directory server in your application. So a case for that might be if you're a portal application and you need an embedded database to store profiles, for example, and you need HA. Right? What you could do is deploy OpenDS, embed it inside your portal server, turn on synchronization, which I'll talk about in a moment, and then you have an embedded directory server, no maintenance with synchronization for HA.
So when are we going to get Motorola to put those in our phones?
Directory server on your phone?
Yeah.
So address book?
Yeah.
possible, I suppose. So also deployment versatility. So embedded, standalone, the traditional way, and scalable from micro, as Don just pointed out. It could run on J2ME all the way up to telco. High scale, hundreds of servers.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the other interesting things you touch on is the development. Now that it's all Java, I think we appeal to a much broader range of developers, and the fact that you can write plugins that are safe, that don't put in jeopardy the server. It may not work the way you want it to, but you don't have to risk like you would a plugin in our C directory with the directory server just crashing.
Exactly.
So,
right. Good point. And then lastly on next generation, ease of use. So if you go to www.opendS.org and try to install OpenDS, it's going to take you all of how long, Don? You actually did this yourself.
I had my manager, who's not technical at all, actually download it from the site and install it. And just like I told him, it was 5 minutes.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. Big improvement over the past for those of you dealing with directory servers. So improvements in deployment as far as installation, and as Don said, development. So it's in Java. It's pluggable. It's easy. Okay, so a little bit about LDAP for those of you who don't know. So LDAP directory, so when we say DS, we're talking about directory services. Right now, at the stage we're at, it's a directory server. So we haven't got the proxy. We haven't got the virtual plugged in yet. So we do have a directory with
OpenDS. But the foundation is built. I mean, that's an important thing. It's not like we're going to have to add that all on afterwards. Some of the work, the foundational work that needs to be done to make that possible is there.
Right.
The different types of backends and have already been built in.
Right. Common code base. So directory is an IETF standard. So just about every aspect of the directory server is a standard. And there's many benefits to that, and we'll talk about those in just a few minutes. It's extensible by design. So as opposed to relational databases, for example, you have a set method by which you can match data, you know, equals to, like, greater than, less than, things of that sort. With directory, you can actually add your own matching rules. So you can specify some attribute, let's say name. You don't want to match it on contains or some substring. It might be more involved logic than that, like find synonyms or something of that sort, perhaps. Scalable, architected to grow with your data. So the same architecture that you roll out your address book with, you can roll out a telco with, scale it up to a telco with hardware. And distributed. Don, anything on distributed?
Yeah, no, the distributed is
huge. I know
huge.
That's one of your favorites.
Right, a lot of our customers need that. And distributed actually plays into manageability, because as you take a very large problem and break it up into pieces, taking hundreds of millions, even billions of entries and breaking it into smaller pieces, you can actually manage the data much, much better.
Okay, a couple interesting things about LDAP, at least what I find interesting about LDAP, primarily is the information model. So most everyone's familiar with relational databases, but not so familiar with the uniqueness of LDAP. So in this case, LDAP is hierarchical as opposed to relational. So the information model, the way you store data, is hierarchical. And I have a graphic on the side here that I'm going to explain in a moment. Instead of tables in directory, you have what we call object classes. And not only do you have the object class itself, which might be person, as this image shows here, but you might inherit from something larger, right? So inet.org.person is a common object schema, and inet.org.person has additional attributes that you add to person. So you don't need to recreate lots of different tables in the relational database, you know, style of doing things. You just create, you know, just like in Java, you create your object classes, your objects, right? The classes up top, and inherit from those. You can also use auxiliary classes or aux classes, and what those allow you to do is essentially add attributes to a object class without having to inherit from it or create a new one. So that's something very different than from what you can do with relational databases. Also, LDAP, the information model, has a application schema, meaning there is a standard for how you represent people, right? How you represent a city or a state, devices, those sorts of things. And so what that buys you as end users, as developers, is that you don't have to reinvent that. This is why LDAP works with your MAC address book, for example, out of the box, because the MAC address book knows how to talk LDAP and understands that information model that's built into the standard. Okay, attribute values aren't fixed. So in relational databases, you have varchar, char, where you have to specify the width, and you have to deal with those sorts of issues between different vendors' databases. You don't need to do that with LDAP. It's one string, and it's however long it needs to be. Multi-valued attributes, that's also something I find particularly interesting. So I could have title as an attribute on an object class, and that title can have multiple values. So instead of creating a domain table, right, as you would in a relational database, and put, you know, multiple references to me, to Trey Drake, and then have titles as individual rows, you can have multiple values on the one attribute in the object class.
We should probably point out that there are directories that are built on relational databases, and they have to actually do that translation to map multiple values across multiple tables.
Right. And so the wire protocol aspect of LDAP, I also find interesting in that, as opposed to a relational database, you don't need vendor drivers. So Oracle, you know, MySQL, what have you, whatever database you choose, you always have to install, you know, a vendor-specific driver to be able to talk to that database. With LDAP, since it is a wire protocol, you don't need it. Right? Synchronization. Don, you want to talk about that one?
Well, synchronization is really important because of the distributed nature of how data works. So you have customers that have multiple data centers. They need the data to be duplicated in both environments in case the system goes down or just to remove latency from the environment. You've got a U.S. data center, you've got a European data center, you've got an Asia-Pacific data center. You need to make sure that the data is all the same. Some of the things that we are adding in this that we don't have, like in our current directory, is filtered entries. Which is really neat because not only can you encompass what we call fractional today where you've got part of the entry, but you can actually create like an LDAP filter to say, well, only entries that meet this filter will actually get replicated, so you can have a subset, and it can still be writable. What are the things? Well, the data center friendly we already talked about. Subtree is a little bit different from filtered in that you can just pick a part of the branch. You know, and directories are very much like file systems,
right?
They don't have the inheritance properties necessarily, but they do have that same type of structure, or like your family tree.
You hope.
No replication there.
Ba-ba. All right, proxy. So proxy, yet another aspect of the next generation directory services. So what is a proxy as far as directory is concerned is it's sort of like a firewall for directory. Prevents denial of service attacks. So it's in front of this simple graphic here. The proxy is the large triangle with multiple directories underneath it. And what that proxy is doing is providing HA, preventing access to the directory given some criteria that you specify. It also has some other unique attributes like attribute renaming. So if you change an attribute down here in one of your directories, for example, you change title to employee title as the attribute type. What you don't want to have to do is have all the applications that rely on that attribute, right, to have to change. There may be hundreds of applications that are trying to pull that attribute. So what you can do is you can rename it at the proxy layer. So the application still asks for title, but the actual attribute you change underneath the hood is employee title.
Well, it gives a lot of flexibility for things like governance, as you said, because when you make those kinds of changes, you don't want to have to go through your entire system, change all the applications at the same time that you may make the changes to the data into the schema.
Exactly. Okay, virtual. So what is virtual? It is the opposite of meta, for those of you familiar with meta directories. And so the idea here is to unify many different data sources, as you see in the image below, relational databases, for example, and maybe even an Active Directory, another directory here, into one view, one LDAP view. And so what that does for you, the developer, and for the IT department is to be able to represent all this data, this disparate data, as one LDAP view. So it's easing client application pain.
Well, it hides the developer from having to understand the complexities of how the data is configured so that when you make data center changes about how your data is configured, the developer doesn't have to change his application.
Right. Okay, so those are the things we think constitute the next generation directory service. So a common question that comes up about directory and LDAP is how does it compare to a relational database? So I put a few of those here for you to see. One is we already mentioned directory, usually signified by the triangle over there by Don, is hierarchical in nature. Okay, so simple data relationships, right? Parent-child branches. Whereas relational databases, obviously, are relational. Okay, so they're very good for complex data relationships, you know, foreign key sort of operations, whereas you can't do that with directory.
You're not going to do third normal form inside the directory.
Exactly, yeah. Directory is standards-based. From the back end to the application schema itself, how you describe a person, even down to the client. So what that buys you as a developer is that if your application is directory enabled, right, that application can then have some knowledge of what it expects from the directory, whereas you can't do that with a relational database. So if you store your usernames and passwords in a users table in a relational database, no other application on the planet knows, right, how to get to that data, whereas if you store your username and passwords in directory, it's a standard. So those applications can pull out your username, do authentication, get groups, profile information, etc. in a standard way. A couple other things. Directory is definitely more extensible and flexible. I mentioned matching rules being one. So you're not stuck with just SQL, right? SQL 92, for example, specifies how you can do a query. And in directory, that's also specified very strictly, but the unique things are that that specific pieces of that query can be written by you, right, the developer, and put on the directory server to match whatever specific rules you like, versus SQL where you get a like or a greater than, less than, etc. Directories typically higher performance, especially read-over-write, but in OpenDS, we're actually getting more parity between read-write on the directory server. Typically, and especially in OpenDS case, simplified administration as opposed to a relational database, and cheap schema changes. So one classic example in the telcos is that a telco needs to add an attribute to a user. Of course, they can't bring the database down to add that attribute as you have to do in a relational database. In directory, you can change that schema, add the attribute over protocol, and immediately start using it.
Yeah, I think that's really key. Changing it over protocol while it's running is really important.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the other thing to point out here, Trey, is that this has been a long-running question. I mean, for years, when do I pick a database? When do I pick a directory? And those lines have blurred. The databases have been working on synchronization, performance for read access. The directories have been working on write performance, et cetera. And so a lot of times it comes down to how do I need to store my data, and do I need my data to play in the web layer with a wire protocol? So if you've got data that will fit into a hierarchical data store, it's a great choice to use a directory. If you need relational, then you need to choose a database.
Exactly. Okay, next point, so why do you care? So I think we've gone over some of those things now. One is relevance to Java 1. So what does the LDAP and directory have to do with Java 1? A few things. One is the next generation web, or web 2.0, as we're still calling it now. And we'll dig into that in just a moment. OpenDS is open source, okay, and it's 100% Java. Also, why care? Expand your worldview. As Don was mentioning, directories have changed quite a bit, right? So there's no need to use a relational database for cases where you need to store username passwords. Use directory. It's a standard, cheap and easy to use. Many applications understand how to talk
to it. We like to call it the internet database.
Exactly. Or the web 2.0 maybe database. So Brandon will enjoy this one. I see Brandon in the audience. So web 2.0, next generation, what does that mean? So I was at the Web 2.0 Expo, the O'Reilly conference, and I learned at least one thing there is that it's all about chunky glasses and funky pants, and it's also all about identity, I think. Most of the applications that I saw, at least in the conference that they were talking about, Twitter being one, Dogster, various social applications require identity, right? Strong identity, affinity, your profile, how you sign in, how you log in, how you push data around the internet. That all requires very strong identity, and directory server is identity centric, right? That's exactly what it was built for originally, and it's also very fast. So OpenDS is very quick, and web 2.0 applications scale rapidly, right? Lots of users, lots of distributed data flowing across the wire.
You know, those web 2.0 users are not very patient.
Exactly. Right?
Especially some of the guys in this audience.
All right, more reasons to care. As I've said before, widespread support. Numerous servers, numerous clients. It's built into application servers. Meaning directory support is built in, and I can show you that over in the booth in a moment. Email clients understand it, etc. Steady stream of knowledge about directory itself. So new books coming out. I mean, the standard's been around for years and continues to evolve. I know one litmus test for me on technology is just to see what books are coming out about the technology to see if people are actually using this thing. Significant improvements on all fronts. So OpenDS being one, right? Brand new directory server built on 100% Java. We're not the only new directory being built. So things are happening in this space. New and improved tools. So we're actually sponsoring that effort now, or at least trying to bootstrap a new JSR for talking to directory. JNDI has its purpose. But we believe if you're going to write directory-specific applications, you need a better API. And considering the success we've had recruiting new members, that turns out to be true.
And I mean, would you say that better is really more quantified by performant than anything else, or are there other
performance
aspects of that?
One, and also an LDAP-specific client that knows how to talk to LDAP, so it's not abstract.
Right.
There's a thing called an object class. There's a thing called an entry. A thing called an attribute. as opposed to basically moving hash maps around.
Right, but that'll result in more performance, and it'll be easier for developers to actually write the code.
Right, exactly. The point here was ease of use. Okay, so what can you do with OpenDS? Okay, the typical identity management. Centralize your people and passwords and profiles. So if you leave with nothing else today, put your people, your passwords, and your profiles in directory. All right. Atypical, which I can demo in the booth since I only have about a minute left, is leverage the service, the directory service, as a high-scale performance or high-performance distributed system that it is. So I can show you our new Atom APP interfaces in just a few minutes. And what we did, come by the booth, check us out. I believe we are done.
This has been the Java.net Community Corner Podcast. Check out more mini talks from Java 1 2007 at today.java.net/pub/ct/Java 1 Community Corner or subscribe to our feed with iTunes.